This session marks the beginning of another group of 12, and we can characterize this group as being focused on manifesting the light of the divine plan. It's useful to say a little bit more about that, for in one way, we are always manifesting the light of the divine plan. So the first qualification, if you like, to add to what I've already said, is to manifest the divine plan with greater consciousness, with greater effectiveness. Or we might look at it more in terms of percentages of our energy, that we're looking to increase the proportion of our energy that is consciously devoted to manifesting the divine plan. That then raises other kinds of issues. We've often, one way or another, considered the whole issue of effort and how we can, if we get into efforting, detract from the very thing that we're attempting to achieve. One way of understanding that is to recognize that where there is effort, or at any rate effort of a particular kind, it betrays a lack of trust. It betrays a lack of trust in ourselves as much as anything. A belief that unless we really push, there isn't going to be a flow of energy that we can use or generate or be part of. If we look at implementing the divine plan in a slightly different way, so moving back really from that sense of being builders who've been given an architect's blueprint or plan, and more to a recognition of ourselves as beings of light, coming to understand more of the light that we are, understanding how we can most effectively enjoy that light, that might be a more helpful approach. Certainly it brings us closer to what we're doing in the session today, in the inner journey today. Well, there'll be focus on a particular quality of light, and I'll come back to that in a minute. One of the helpful things about considering ourselves as beings of light and looking at how we make the most of our light is that it ceases to separate us out from the light of the divine plan. It becomes easier to see how it isn't in any sense arrogant to see the light that we are as part of the light of the divine plan, but simply a statement of, in a sense, the obvious. That light is continuous, light is one, and that if we are of light, then inevitably we are intimately connected, to say the very least, with the light of the divine plan. It also helps to take us away from the notion of effort. You can't effort to be what you already are. Or at least if you do, then there is some kind of misunderstanding at work. And it might be that we can consider a lot of what we've been doing in the inner journeys we've made together is to free ourselves from certain kinds of misunderstanding. That we are other than the light that we explore, and coming to appreciate more and more that we are that light. That gives me an opportunity to say something that I feel is very important for the work we'll be doing over the coming 12 sessions and beyond, of course. And that is that in the creation of a city of light, we're not doing something over there or out there or elsewhere or in another dimension that is in some way not really directly connected with us. On the contrary, that whatever contribution and the skills we are learning can make to the creation of a city of light, that contribution we are also making to our own lives. And that's something I'll be emphasizing over the coming sessions, encouraging you to look at how the kind of spaces that we explore, the states of consciousness we explore, the skills we explore in these inner journeys, are working themselves out, expressing themselves in your life, here on Earth, on the earth plane, in the outer world, day by day. Partly this emphasis can be put down to the understanding of convergence that we've touched on often, the sense that we in this dimension, the outer world, the earth plane, are converging in a process of convergence with beings in other dimensions, and especially because of the work that we're doing with those beings for whom the familiar city of light is home. And so that through that process of convergence, they naturally become more real. I shall come back to that in a moment. More real to us. Their reality becomes, in some way or other, closer to our own reality. They are closer to us, we are closer to them. What we do, what we experience, has a greater impact on them. What they are doing has a greater impact upon us. So I spoke just now of them becoming more real to us. A while back, session 21, we focused upon stability in a city of light. And that's the title of the journey we'll be doing today. Our focus back then was to explore something that Sananda calls continuity of presence, which is really just the sense that you have an awareness of beings in other dimensions a little bit more consistently, a little bit more moment by moment, rather than in a fleeting moment, but something that you can carry forward from one moment to another, so that they by degrees become more real to us. The inner journey that we'll be doing today has a different emphasis. There's not a direct emphasis upon continuity of presence, not a direct emphasis on your ability to consistently have a sense of the presence of friends from a familiar city of light. Our emphasis will be elsewhere, on a particular quality of light or state of consciousness upon which we'll be building. It is one that I trust you find both quite easy to access and return to, and useful in your own life in direct ways, something that you can find as you go about your day, and that helps you to open out the possibilities of your life. This is one of the emphases that we'll be having in the coming 12 sessions, and that is to recognize that one of the ways in which we can help ourselves is to become more aware of a broader range of possibilities without overwhelming ourselves with an enormousness of choice, but just giving ourselves a sense that there may be possibilities that we've not noticed before that are really valuable to us, and that when we do notice them, become, in a way, obvious for us and attractive to us, so that we're not entering into a kind of chaos of indecision, but just a recognition that is more like, I hadn't noticed that before. That looks good. I think I'll take that turning. Something like that. But to return to the subject of reality, again, something I want to emphasize is that when we talk in terms of reality and the familiar city of light, it's not, for most of us most of the time, yet about it being as real as the chair you're sitting on, for example. It's a different kind of reality. For me, it's more akin to this sort of reality. That when you know there's a chair behind you, you don't always need to look at it before you sit down. You know it's there. You trust in its presence. In the moment of sitting, it might not actually be visible to you, but you know it's there. So it's a little bit, for me, more like that, that kind of inner knowing. That only partially expresses what I wish to convey, because that inner knowing is active. So there's a responsiveness, a back and forth between us and them, that much of the time we may not be consciously aware of, but it's increasing. Gently, again, we're not into the area of overwhelm, but just opening the door to a sense that we can lift our attention from the immediate and grant ourselves a bigger view of what this life is. And in doing so, it becomes easier for us to implement what Sananda has sometimes referred to simply as the deepest vision of your heart, which we could express in a slightly different way as the portion of the divine plan that you brought into the world, that you are here to implement or manifest. So finally, returning to the subject of light, the light of the divine plan, in particular, our focus is upon what we might think of as precipitating the light of the divine plan into the world of form. So letting light condense into the kind of reality that we are familiar with. And in doing that, it may also be that we're doing something that travels in the opposite direction, that we're condensing light into the crystalline forms of the world in which we live, but at the same time, we may be liberating light from within those forms so that the reality itself becomes, shall we say, more fluid or more light-filled, more luminous, might be a way of putting it.